Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so. Now look, you guys. Really and truly need, not want, need to have you motherfuckers participate. Call in, because what I'm going to talk about, to me, is really important. Now, you got to wait. Hold on, 815, I see you, but hold on. I got to relax. I'm very excited about today. 815, what's up with you, brother?
Oh, shit, cooling. Hey, I just had a quick question. How do I go about streaming the American Pimp and the Game Kings movie or documentary?
Bro, leave me alone with that. American Pimp, if you don't know how to get to it after 25 years, you don't need to see it. And about Kings and all that, I didn't really finish that project with Drake. And I don't think he finished it. But if he did, you know, you got to fuck with Nicotina to find out as far as how to, you know, be up on that.
All right.
All right, cool. Let me get started. I really am interested in talking about what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about is memories. You got to understand this. You have to be able to recall shit. Of course, you don't want to live in the past. But the past is what propels you to your future. Like I said earlier, this is my vacation time. And I only get the last week of each semester to relax. And in reality, just prepare for the coming semester. I've learned so much. And I've gotten more enjoyment than I could have ever dreamed. I hate to say this, because you guys take everything fucked up. But when I was a pimp, and I had a turnout green, dumb bitch, the bitch was scared as a motherfucker. And I sent her out. Just come in, sit out the next day, just come in. And you know, a week or so of this go on. Now, while you sitting this motherfucker, she in the first grade, going to the second grade, blah, 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 that kind of shit. But within a week or two, this green bitch starts becoming a hoe. And you can see it. She coming in, she got the right thing to say. The bitch got the money. Everything is proper. You see it. Man, you don't start thanking the bitch or nothing like that. But you see this progress. So who do you think? Or what do you think? Excuse me, thank. You thank the knowledge that you have. You think you're grateful to understand what's going on, because I feel the same way about these goddamn students. They green as fuck at first, scary punks, lying, telling me all kind of bullshit they dream about. But slowly but surely, I make them motherfuckers see the reality of what they're saying. Because the reality of what they're saying is only describing what they want. It is not saying or talking about what they are or who they are. So I think I'm on to something big. I just do. I think I'm on to something big, and I just don't see myself losing it. No time soon. So you got to understand, some of the motherfuckers are so sharp, you won't believe this. Because I do not tell my students what to say. Because I can only, you know, come from where I'm coming from. That student has to come from where he's coming from. So what I'm saying is some of them motherfuckers in my shit is so sharp that I steal their line. But, I catch when I steal a motherfucker's line because I know what that line is. I know how to use it. I don't give a fuck what the person that made it up was just saying or doing. I know if I admit something to me, then I'm going to implement it the way I see it. But I also would readily admit some of that shit I would have never thought of. It's dope shit. So, now when I do use somebody lying, especially when I catch, I smile inside because very soon the person that I stole that line from is going to be a monster. Because this motherfucker is in my goddamn school learning all this shit that I'm teaching him and he can say shit like this. Man, this motherfucker finna be a monster. Hey, 631, what's up, bro?
What's happening, bud? This is Irvin Mack giving you a shot, man. I got a question for you, bro.
Come on, Irvin.
All right, a good one. This good question is, how many students do you have to have before you can get certified, you can get government funding and all kind of good things, man?
Well, it's not the amount of students, it's the curriculum. And I don't think what I'm teaching would ever qualify to get a certification from the state. Because I do go ahead.
Well, I think it should be. I think what you're doing is, you know, a really good thing, man.
Look,
giving
bro,
the confidence.
Stop. What you're not considering is what they consider education. Now, if I'm telling you how to be a man, then everything in society is about being a punk. Do you think they're going to let my shit or want my shit to go? No. So what I'm saying is underground. You're probably too young to know. Underground is the shit. Rap started underground. And once the Peckerwood, you know, found out about it, they accepted it. But they had heard about it way before they accepted it. Years. 10 years before they accepted it. But listen to me, bro. Rap motherfuckers did not care. Rap motherfuckers was doing everything against what they say you do to become successful in the music industry. Yeah. Until MC Hammer. When MC Hammer came, and I think it was CBS or Capital or somebody that gave him this $25 million deal which nobody had ever had. Mm-hmm. Rap changed. Why? Because them motherfuckers bought it. Because MC Hammer, he came out with all this dancing and parachute pants and all this goddamn shit and changed the face. He changed the face of rap. Mm-hmm. So white people could accept it. So what I'm saying is this, bro. My shit has to be underground. Because that's going to get the buzz. White people are going to kill it. Because I'm teaching you how to look past that bullshit they talk and see a man in you. I mean, I ain't telling you what to think. But I'm saying fuck the shit they talking and fuck the bullshit you hearing. Because you were way more than them motherfuckers are letting you know you were. And the sooner you realize who you are and what your value is, you'll stop needing this bullshit of social media. You'll stop needing any of this shit that's supposed to be up to date, whatever the fuck. And you'll only need whatever it is that you really and truly want. If you want that goddamn shit that's up to date, go buy it. But don't buy it because it's up to date. Because up to date shit keep you from thinking. Up to date shit make you program something in 1912, and unless it changed in 1980, it's going to be the same, and you ain't going to even think about it because it's programmed in your goddamn equipment. The reason I know this is because before this computer shit, I'm the same nigga, got a phone book, hella numbers in it, and I never fucking opened a phone book. I knew every number that was important to me, and I would call it. As soon as this goddamn shit comes, this fucking memory shit that the computer's got, and you can program shit, we all stop using that part of our mind. And slowly but surely, over 20 years, none of we don't even know our own goddamn phone number.
It's true.
I'm saying, it's programmed. And I'm telling you, bro, you got to understand, ain't no motherfucking gonna acknowledge or give credit to something that's showing you the truth. They want you to be fucked up. They want you to be needy. They want you to be able to be persuaded by all the advertisement and the bullshit political shit they do. They don't want you to be the man you are. You feel me, bro?
Yes, I do, 100%, man. What you're saying is true. What you're saying is true, but then again, there should be still some type of angle, though, because, like you were saying, a cultural center or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, listen. This is some sort of angle, as you say, and it's accepted. Mm-hmm. It's going to be systematically watered down before it's actually brought to the public. The only way rap took over the music industry was because it was underground. And they started taking sales from them motherfuckers that they wasn't seeing what they was used to seeing. Now they worry, hey, what's going on? So now we got to find out about why is rap so blah, blah, blah. They do all this study. And they just found out exactly what they found out when in the 60s, listen to this, bro, you might not know this, you might be too young. In the 60s, every white business, every white person with some sort of position in society that has a commodity wanted to know what it sold. They just couldn't fucking understand what it sold. They used to ask it on all kind of programs. And then, you know, when they would ask a black person, well, what is this sold? What we ain't thinking we got sold. We just black. But when they asked us, we would say, well, it's in our feet. You know, it's in the way we move. It's in the way we think. Because soul is not something that we ever thought to define. But these motherfuckers wanted to do it. They wanted to take it. And once they defined it, they motherfucking took it over. Now listen to this, please. American Bandstand, you heard of that? Soul Train, you heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now listen to me, man. Back in the 60s, the same song by whatever artist being played on American Bandstand, these fucking white people would be dancing, I mean, whatever they call dancing, to this song. The same song on Soul Train, these motherfucking niggas got moves, and they doing all kind of shit with the beat and all this shit. And they wanted to know, why is it so different? How do a motherfucking white person hear the same song like this and you hear it like that? And it came down to the beat. Black people meet beat, move, rhythm on the second and the fourth beat. White people move, rhythm on the first and the third beat. And once they realized that and started looking at it like that, they could see why the fucking white person looks so crazy dancing. because he's offbeat. But once this motherfucker identified this shit and put a definition to what soul was, I'm going to fuck you up now, man. Have you ever heard, listen, have you ever heard of Blue-Eyed Soul?
No, no.
I know, because it came out in the 60s when them motherfuckers identified what soul music was. It was music played with emphasis on the second and the fourth beat. So they started getting white boys with black musicians and black backup singers to sing Blue-Eyed Soul, because them motherfuckers is putting their shit emphasis on the second and the fourth beat. Otherwise, they playing this song that normally would attract white people, but now that it's on the second and the fourth beat, fuck, man, we liking this shit because we can move to it. But at the same time, this motherfucking Blue-Eyed Soul motherfucker is taking over the soul music. Now, white people, Justin Timberlake and whoever the fuck, I forget his name, George Michaels, I think it was. George Michaels, he was with some group, Wham! Or some shit. They have a special. George Michaels was the host. One of the guests was Smokey Robinson. And they did one of Smokey Robinson tunes a cappella. And George Michael shut up. He stopped singing. He sounded so fucked up listening to Smokey, because George Michael depended on all this electronic fucking bullshit. Smokey depended on his voice. He like just trilling shit, just making people cream. And that's what I'm talking about, bro, because who's getting the Grammys for soul music now? Eminem, all them motherfucking white boys. Why? Because the motherfucking Peckerwood took it, stole it, and claimed it, and it's his now. The blues, who gets the fucking shit for the blues?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just being real, man. I know I sound racist, but I'm not. I don't give a fuck that they doing it. I just know that they doing it. And they ain't fooling me with the bullshit. I wish any one of them goddamn white boys, Alan Thicke, any one of them motherfuckers that think they can sing some soulful shit to turn that goddamn electricity shit off and sing. And them motherfuckers will be able to sing. I ain't saying they can't sing. I'm saying they ain't got no soul. They ain't got no fucking feeling in their expression. Go ahead.
You were saying there was something with the rhythm. You said with the one of it's two and four. The rhythm is two and four beat. And what's the black person's beat?
Listen, the rhythm for black people is two and four. The rhythm for white people is one and three. In music, you know, there's different counts, but 4-4 count. That means four beats to a measure. 4-4 count is normal, is natural. Not that you can't do 2-4 or 7-8, or, you know, you can do all kind of counts. But what I'm saying is the natural count that people rhythm is, no matter what, 3-4, 2-4, 4-4, any of that, people's going to have a particular rhythm on a beat. And it all came down, as far as how they seen it, was black people's rhythm was on two and four. Okay, think about it. One, two, three, four. Now that's a four beat. The white person move on one, three. And the black person move on two, four. Look at how they look. If you just look at what I just did, they're singing. They're on the same song.
Mm-hmm.
But the rhythm that they feel naturally is from different beats. And what I'm saying is, you look wow when you're a white person dancing because you're off beat until they figure all this out. And now white people dance better than black people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. So I know they all dance better than me. So I can't.
Come on now.
Man, I had two left feet and fucking 14 toes on each foot. Yeah, I was a real wallflower. That's why. Hey, listen to me, bro. That's why I talk so much shit. I was a wallflower, and the motherfucking girl with me, I'm sitting up talking to her. The record come on, and she like, she said, "Come on, let's dance." The first motherfucker walked by, I said, "Hey, man, dance with her." And that motherfucker would actually go dance with her and bring her back after the dance. Come on, man.
You're long enough for a dance only,
man. My head was blown up so deep, man. I thought I was a motherfucker, man. I could tell dude go dance with the bitch. It could be a float in him. I don't care. And then he'd bring her back, could he? Come on, man. You know, but it was all because I couldn't dance. I looked at my white people dance. I don't know why, but I still did. You got anything else, bro? You know, I know we went off subject a little bit, but this was cool. I love
that. It's cool for now, man. It's good talking to you, man, for sure, man. I got a lot of love for you, bud.
All right, man. Be cool. Man.
Yep. All right, cool. Man. Yep.
See, the thing about me is, like I say, I smile when I see the shit working. And what I know is this motherfucker is going to develop the confidence to believe in what he thinks, which is an entirely different level of thinking. You guys don't understand the reason you don't progress is because you don't believe what you think. You consider it could be right. But you ain't gonna go jump off the goddamn bridge thinking it could be right. If you jump off that motherfucker, it's gonna be because you know what the fuck you're doing and you know it is right. So what I'm saying is, I just want you to be a monster like I am. I don't care what you say. I get new girlfriends. They be with me until I'm tired of them, and I don't give a fuck. And what I'm saying is, I ain't dreaming about this shit. You can think I am if you want to. I show everybody what I do. And I ain't talking about I'm a great Casanova. I'm talking about I believe in what the fuck I'm talking about. And when I fuck with whoever the fuck I fuck with, they gonna like me real quick. Now, I just caught me, you know, young lady. Good woman as far as that go. And what I'm saying, you motherfucker, I've been talking to a girl 3 weeks. And shit. I think that's how long I've been fucking with her, two of the weeks that she's been in Arizona where she live. And she came this weekend, not this weekend, but this week after. She came Monday, Tuesday, and shit. She left Thursday. But before she left, she told me, damn, it just... I said, what? She said, what are you talking about? What? I just love you. Oh, shit. I'm just saying this. Baby know what I do with y'all. She didn't hear why I've been kicking it. She didn't try it out. Don't think I'm one of them students. You bitch. But what you are, you're a victim. You're a victim of a motherfucker that know what the fuck he doing. And no matter what you say, I done told everybody to listen to me. If it take me a long time to catch a bitch, kill me. Kill me. And I ain't no different than I am now. I ain't kissing no goddamn bitch ass to be with her. And she ain't got to kiss my ass to be with me. But you better believe it. Got to be some kind of goddamn connection between us, or else fuck her. Y'all, she got his pussy. When I can get pussy. 646, what's up with you, baby?
Hello?
646,
what's
happening? Yeah, what's going on?
Yes, sir. Yo, Rosebud, first of all, I'd like to say thank you. I'm a younger dude, and I appreciate your content.
Thank you,
you know,
bro.
For a man to say, I appreciate you. I really do appreciate you. I'm here in Brooklyn. I'm a owner of a barber. I own a barber shop. And a lot of things you talk about is real mandatory. But I really wanted to get your opinion on how you feel about majority of these people coming online, these men coming online, giving information about how to be a man and how to treat women when their ways seem a little bit unauthenticated or really not genuine, like they're flying by.
Bro, listen. I mean, this is kind of off subject, but it's not. My mother was a real just fanatical Christian. And I used to ask her, how can all this stuff go on, mama? You know, you talking about God, you know, everything, anybody that's a good person, they're the ones that lose. And my mama used to say, but God does that because if everybody's good, there wouldn't be a such thing as bad. So you have to be able to distinguish the bullshit. That's why so many motherfuckers coming home. Hey, brother, lower your whatever you listen to in your background, because you got. I didn't want to do this, but I can kill. So what I'm saying, bro, is all these fake motherfuckers coming on giving you half information. That's on you if you go for it, because that's what they do. I forgot what my mom used to call them a certain thing. I forgot, but they're like frauds, and they're like fraudulently claiming what legitimately motherfuckers that believe supposed to have. So you believe in being a man if that's the case. You believe in, let's say, the way me and you talking about it right now. And then at the same time, you believe that there's shit on social media that could be, not is, but could be mind expanding. So you go on with both avenues. And you're hearing me say this and them say that. But that, the only reason you're considering it is because it's easier than this. You know, they tell you little, it sounds good, it sounds strong, but it don't have integrity in it. It don't have a true belief in it. You're just following that shit. When you, let's say, accept what I'm saying, you ain't following me because you're taking what I'm saying and doing what you do. You just have a guide. Whereas when you listen to them fucking dudes, you're doing what they're saying, but they ain't there to guide you because they full of shit. You feel me? Motherfucker, why you ain't saying nothing? Wow. I can't believe this shit. Fuck him. I asked him out. Man, I'm at the end of the semester. And there's like, I want to say 18, but it's probably more like 14 motherfuckers that are in position to graduate. And usually at this point, I only have, you know, well, not usually, but in the past, at this point, I would only have one or two motherfuckers that stay in. You know, I have 20 or whatever start out, but I've even ran them motherfuckers off. This is the first semester. Well, no, I can't say that. This is just one of the first semesters to have this many students at the end. I'm proud of that. This is progress. Now, word to the wise. For years, I used all the McAfee that whatever, you know, shit. And periodically they would detect threats and, you know, different shit. But I always needed to renew them. Well, my nephew told me that I didn't need that shit and I could get free micro Microsoft Security, Microsoft Security Essentials. And I've got Microsoft, and coincidentally, I just couldn't get those off my computer. Now, Microsoft scammed 73,364 items and found no threats. And according to the other security, there was 1,180 potential threats on my computer. I know I don't know the shit that I even ain't sure about. And I can't imagine where the threats came from. But I know technology, and I know technology can do, you know, some big shit. But my thing is, who do I believe? 619, what's up, bro?
Hey, how's it going, bud?
All right, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'm right here watching your show, and I'm trying to get into the P game, you know. So, like, I recently just tried to do something
on
the lady.
Stop. I'm not, you know, I used to be a pimp. I ain't no pimp now. I got hella pimp game. But I stop people when they say the shit you saying, because you ain't trying to do shit, because if you was, you would take your ass out there and be in it right now. Right now, man.
You're talking right now,
huh? Fucking right now, you would be in it. You bullshitting yourself and you're bullshitting me, so you wasting my time. You ain't going to do a motherfucking thing because you've grown, and if you really want to do it, you'd have did it. You know why I know that?
Well, I was talking to a lady, man.
Oh, bro, that's what I did. That's what every motherfucker that turned out did. They hear whatever they hear. They do whatever they do. They are however they are, but when they say some shit like, man, I'm trying to get into the game, woo, 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 they don't just say that shit. They walking down the street, and they on 12th Street, and they going toward 14th Street, and the closer he gets to 14th Street, which is where the game at, he's saying, man, I'm thinking about being in the game. His partner saying, me too, man, I'm thinking about. But when his partner gets to 14th Street, he keep on going to 15th Street. But when you get to 14th Street, you stop. And you hang out on 14th Street. And you see what you can see. Feel what you can feel. And if you come back the next day, it's on and cracking. Bro, on the real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, don't go nowhere. 347, what's up? 347, what's up? Oh, 347 was a pun. 619, you good?
I just want to know about going about getting women's numbers and stuff, you know? How do you feel about that?
Bro, let me ask you something. Do you ever pay attention to how you sound?
Do I ever pay attention to how I sound? Not too much.
I know you don't, because you sound like a goddamn soft-ass motherfucking punk. I'm wondering, that's how you sound when you talk to bitches. Did you know that?
What was that? Talk to a bitch?
That's how you sound when you talk to them. And I'm asking you, did you know it? Because you sound like a glook. A glook is a motherfucker that, like, took the short bus to school. Wore a helmet.
Oh, I don't want none of that going down.
So what I'm saying, when you talk to motherfuckers, all that is going down. But that's what I'm trying to tell you, motherfuckers. You don't give a fuck. You don't care that you sound like that. You just want to know how to get the phone number. Well, bro, you go up and you have a proper sounding voice and you say proper things. You look proper. You smell proper. You're acting proper. And so the bitch can't see nothing but a proper motherfucker. She still might not give you the number, but the show ain't gonna be because she's talking about, shit. 347, you back to kick it or what, man?
Hello?
Why are you? Yeah, come on, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
You know what's up, come
hey,
on.
Hey, Rosebud, what's good?
I'm good, brother. What's your question?
How you doing today?
Come on, man. I'm fine. What's your question?
I asked you. Listen, nigga, this is Bud Dose motherfucking Green, nigga. I asked you how the fuck you doing today. But you about to run me over with your goddamn Mack truck? Huh? Come on. Don't get quiet now, nigga. Don't get quiet now. Talk up.
Man, I'm just talk, man. You are...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, bro.
Delete
okay.
me.
Are you done?
Put me on mute. Put me on mute, sucker. Put me on mute, sucker. Put me on mute. Put me on mute, nigga.
I do remember some dude that he used to say he was my son. And he created a whole page, Bud Dose Green. He created a whole persona. This was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I thought the dude had just got tired, but evidently he either went to jail or something and he got out, or he was married and whatever. I don't know. Something happened, but evidently he's free now. So I'm going to be hearing from this motherfucker. And I don't know what to say, man. My thing, check this out. A company... Who has made over, an enormous dent in the computer technology, or a company who is large, but they sell in security? I said, shit. Do you believe that motherfucking company? Better yet, do you think a company who made the entire computer knows more about threats? Or do you think a company who is selling protection knows more about threats? See, hey, 619, can you answer that?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the whole question.
Well, let me ask you, because I want you to answer it. Do you think company who made the entire computer, Microsoft, if that's the case, knows more about threats? Or do you think McAfee or, whatever, who is selling protection is more knowledgeable? Which one?
I don't get the question, but...
Stop. What do you mean you don't get the question?
I don't know. You're talking about computer this, computer that, Mac this, Mac
no,
that. Like, I really don't know.
Listen, stop. Listen. That's not what I'm talking about. Did you hear me mention the word computer?
That's not
there?
What you're talking about.
Did you hear me mention the word computer?
I think so.
No, you didn't. You heard me talking about technology. Now, what I'm saying is,
wait,
you did hear me say computer, because I asked you, do you think the company that made the computer, the entire computer, made the system, created what you're working with, do you think that company know more about their computer, or do you think the company that's selling protection, McAfee and all those other motherfuckers, Norton, do you think they are more knowledgeable?
I'm going to go ahead and say the ones who created the computer.
All right. I'm going to accept that, but I got a lot of people on here, so don't know where 619. 678, what's going on?
Yeah, I kind of want to answer that question you just asked. So basically, I really feel like McAfee will have the best protection, because if you're selling
stop, virus stop,
protection,
stop. What I'm saying is, if you believe McAfee, you believe McAfee. I don't give a fuck why, and I'm not saying you're right or wrong. So what I'm saying is, I only ask the question, what do you think is best? And you said McAfee. So you stay on the line, too, bro. Don't go nowhere. 312, what's up?
Yo, I got a question for you.
Come on, 312.
Can you hear me?
Yes, come on, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, the question is, what do you think is more important, being on top of your game and being sharp or looking sharp?
Well, check this out, bro. If you looking sharp and that's all you doing, you ain't on top of your game.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even know why you would ask that fucking question. What's better, to really be a motherfucker that can run under 10 flat or to look like a motherfucker that can run under 10 flat?
I want to be the motherfucker that's on top of the game, know what to say, and know what to do.
Bro, I didn't ask you which one. Okay, that's how silly your question is. Should I look like it or should I really be able to do it? That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, you got to do about it.
The only motherfucker that want to look like it is the motherfucker that can do it. And he don't even care.
Right.
I'm just being real, bro. You stay on too, man. I got them all to call. The reason I've got y'all on here, I got something for all y'all. What y'all is? Hey, 630, what's up?
Yeah, this is Shark Theory out of Chicago, man. It's like a little delay and everything, which makes things kind of confusing. But my question is, would you consider a guy who got a main squeeze, let's say she a square chick or whatever, but he still got his side pieces out in the streets? Now, the side pieces know about the main squeeze, but the main squeeze don't know about the side pieces. But the side pieces stay in pocket, and you know what I'm saying? They don't disrespect or nothing like that. Do you consider him still to be a player? You good?
Whatever the fuck you do, if you can do it, and you ain't having no goddamn problem, and it's involving more than one bitch, I don't care what you call your goddamn self, you're playing.
I'm just saying, would you consider him a player? Is he still considered a player, even though his main squeeze don't know about his multiple side piece?
But that's what a player is, if that's the case. That's why
the wife don't have to know.
Can you be quiet? That's why he's not saying listen, man, all that player, hustle, all that old bullshit came because them motherfuckers couldn't be pimps. They wanted to be a pimp, but then they would have his one bitch. That's why I became so prevalent, a main bitch. A real pimp ain't got no main bitch. How the fuck do you know who's going to be with you in the end? The motherfucking main bitch is the bitch that's there when you done pimping. Period. Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm saying is the nigga come out this, that, and the other. He's a pimp, but he got three bras, two bras, can't know about the other dog. So what he say after this shit is real hard on his mind and shit, well, he started telling himself, well, I ain't no pimp, man. You know, I'm a player, man, so I'm going to keep babying in the blind, and I'm going to keep fucking with these bitches. I ain't mad at you. Don't keep doing that, but that's what you're doing.
Right.
Bro, I'm trying to give you an answer without actually...
I'm agreeing with you.
I'm not saying you are or are not agreeing with me. I'm saying I'm trying to get there without telling you what to think. I got to get all this out so I can ask you the fucking question in the end. Let me just finish. So what I'm saying is a real pimp, nigga. That's why he's a real pimp. Because he's not hiding shit. A player, he's doing whatever he do to play. What I want to ask you, did that answer anything for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we good. We real good. Wait, hey, man, with all due respect, though, like, man, if you could just get, like, a better headphone set or something, because it's kind of really hard to hear you. It's like an echo and everything, and it's a delay with the video.
Hey,
so
it's not hard to hear you. It's not hard to hear you. Oh. Don't answer the goddamn question.
Yeah, you answered my question. I said, yeah, that helps me out. I'm good. I said I'm good.
What the fuck did I give you? I said whatever I asked you, but did it make sense? And you said, yeah, so I'm saying, what sense did it make?
You said, what did it take?
I said, what sense did I asked you if what I answered cleared up. You said it, but niggas
are
doing this together. Hold on, bro. That's why your fucking ass is doing this, because you talk too much. But the fucking thing, you said, motherfucker, bitch, you fucking need to know about these other bitches, then would you consider him a player? I'm asking you, you heard what the fuck my response was to that shit. Did I answer anything for you? You said, yeah. So I'm saying, what did I answer? Or clear up?
You said that because the pimp was letting his wife know about everything he was doing, and the guy was just a player, and he's playing, so you're saying that dude is still considered a player. So, yeah, you answered my question. I was asking, was he considered a player, and you said, yeah. So I got it. But like I said, with all due respect, man, it'd be a lot easier, man, if you...
Oh, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck about you. All that noise in the background,
including
you,
including
these other motherfuckers. You guys, you know, mute yourself.
I don't have no noise, though. I ain't got no TV on or nothing, bro.
Quiet.
I ain't got nothing on.
Everybody else, mute yourself if you're not talking, because I want to talk to this brother. Hey, bro, what I'm saying to you is that none of that goddamn bullshit matters.
Oh, I was just having a cop.
You
missed. Dude, I ain't saying it like it was.
Yes, bro. Think about this. You the one sat on the phone waiting to get picked to talk. So what I'm saying, once I pick you, that's what you talked about. Now you gonna tell me that's not really important to you? Come on, man.
No, what I'm saying, man, I was just having a conversation. I ain't taking it all to heart. I'm a grown man, dude. I was just having a conversation, enjoying your show, man. It just felt like calling in and just building up a conversation. That's all I thought. I thought this was the place for that type of conversation. That's all.
No, this ain't the place for bullshit. Is what I'm saying.
That's bullshit.
Bro.
Yeah, that's bullshit, yo. It got to be bullshit, though? All right. Okay.
Hold up. Let me just mute you right quick so I can talk, man. I don't need to be overcome. What I'm saying, bro, I'm not mad at you for believing what you believe. And if you believe it and you say it and I can show you where it's pumped and you don't want to see it, that's on you. But I know you where you're a fuck-ass nigga talking this shit about, am I considered a player? Look, then who gives a fuck what you consider it is, as, or what someone considers you as? You're supposed to know who the fuck you are, but your punk ass too weak to see it, so you want to explain what the fuck you were saying, motherfucker. I knew what you were saying. I didn't go for it, bitch, nigga. So come back on, or are you too bitch to talk to?
Dude, I am never too bitch to talk, man. On the real, I'm like, man, I don't know why you coming so aggressive. Can I talk? Are you gonna let me? Can I talk, man? All that extra aggressive cussing me out and everything, I ain't even come at you like that. I don't even know why you went there. I was just trying to just join your show and just have some conversation, man. You ain't got to snap on me, man. I got to be all these bitches and shit.
If you can't stand a nigga snapping, you don't want to have no fun, man. Everybody ain't going to ride along with you.
I ain't saying you got to ride along. I was just having conversation. I just thought it was a topic. We could talk about, bro.
Deal with what I'm doing and quit crying like a bitch.
I'm not crying. What are you talking about? I'm not crying. I'm just like you.
Crying is when you explain can you be quiet? Crying is when you explain how hard and how aggressive and blah, 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 I'm being. All you're trying to do is talk. You thought this was a show where you could express your opinion. I don't give a fuck what you thought. This is my show. You gonna talk about the real shit? I'm gonna front your motherfucking ass off.
Okay, okay, Dad. What's the real shit? Talking about computers and shit, and who's making more money, or who's doing the security? How about if you got a pimp show? If you got,
can you shut up? You ask a question. Damn. You don't know my name. No, this show ain't about fucking computers. This show is about what the fuck.
What the fuck?
Computers and security. Talk about what do you believe? There's a choice there. There's a choice to be made. Which one would you make? I say which one, right?
So you give a fuck about the choice I make on that, but don't give a fuck about the choice on the pimps and the player shit.
Wait.
I'm wrong for making the choice.
Everything's made off choice. You have a choice to be this. You have a choice to be that. You have choices.
Hold on. Right.
But if I make a choice, we're talking about pimps and player shit. I'm wrong. I'm wrong, though, then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because what I'm saying is, you in the circus, and you a motherfucking clown, you got to do clown shit. Now, we was talking about some other shit, and then you brought up the pimp shit from Jump Street, not really pimp shit, but the player shit. So what I'm saying is, you can't have it both ways. We can talk about whatever the fuck you're talking about, maybe I agree, but if you start talking about some shit I don't agree with, fuck you, man. Why are you being such a bitch about that? Nigga, I don't care if you a player. I don't care if you call yourself a player. I don't care if you got to tiptoe around your wife. I don't care if you got to hide your phone from your wife. Nigga, I don't care if you got to explain where the fuck you at. I ain't doing none of that goddamn shit. That's player shit to me, nigga. Now, open your fucking mouth and talk.
Okay, now, first of all, like, dude, keep it calm. Just talking man to man, yo. Man, got to get all upset and shit. Can I finish? Come on. Can I finish?
No.
Then what you want to unmute me for then?
Hang up. I want the caller that had something to say to talk.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, no, not you, Mr. Yo. I'm talking about the caller that mentioned choices.
Man, you know as you're talking and we're on hold.
No.
Can I just say
No, you can't say shit. Hey, one of you guys was talking about choices, and I want to hear what you had to say.
Can you hear me, bud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I chose McAfee. He told me to hold on.
All right. Well, I'm not mad that you chose McAfee, bro. You know, because I ain't saying which is better. I have a choice, too. I chose microphone. So I'm not saying you're wrong. I ain't saying Norton ain't shit. I'm saying they tell me about 1180 fucking goddamn threats out of these 73,000 checks. And Microsoft says there was none. And my computer ain't had no problems. So according to McAfee and Norton, if I buy this shit they talking about, I don't have to worry about this shit. So obviously you bought
it. Right.
Yeah, you bought it. I didn't. I believe Microsoft. They made the goddamn shit. I don't think nobody know more than them. I think they may know as much, and they may figure out something that's better, but, you know, they not going to have the same thing. Norton, McAfee, and I forgot that other one. They had all had the same shit. That hundred of fucking threats. And as long as I buy this shit, you know, I'm going to be protected. Come on, man. And check this out. They all said potential threat. Come on, man.
Right. Okay. I didn't hear the details on that. But, okay, I got you on that. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with Microsoft.
You hear what I'm saying?
No, I see what you're saying. Now that you broke down everything you just said, yeah, I would go with Microsoft too. I mean, yeah, that's because you're looking at it. You're going by how the computer's acting.
Hey, man, my line's blowing up. This must be hot, so let me get them, man. You just hold on. 616, what's up?
Oh, man, but these niggas on here talking crazy, man. So I heard Punk all in Chi-Town voice, but my question is, do you think it's wrong for a man to take advice from, like, an older woman in regards to, like, what to do with a woman or how to treat her?
Bro, I don't think it's wrong to take advice from a 6-year-old girl. It's what the fuck she's saying is right. I'm not saying she knows life more than you, but she might be looking at something straight at it, and you looking all around it because of life.
Right.
This little girl ain't been through all this shit, so she might be thinking, well, if that's what you think, how come that ain't what you do? And what I'm saying is you're going to start talking about why you don't do it. You ain't going to address if that's what you think. Come on, man. Life is simple. When you break it down.
I mean,
go ahead.
Nah, that's just I was thinking the same thing though. Like, I wasn't fucked up about it. I just wanted to know your opinion on that tip.
Well, we on the same page with that, bro.
My man. All
right. Hey, stay on the line, man. 347. You back?
All right, word.
347, come on. I dropped my joint. I got to get it. Okay, 347, you did. So some dudes think they want to be men, but they think, oh, 731, what's up, brother? Are you there?
What's going on, bud, man? I had to call in for this conversation, man. It's elevation for the situation. And I wanted to talk about this whole thing. You talking about this whole Norton versus McAfee shit.
It's not now, Norton. Wait. It's not Norton versus McAfee. It's not really any of that. I'm saying, which do you think know better? The company that made the computer or the system or the company that's selling security? And then I mentioned McAfee and Norton. I wasn't saying versus them.
You're right. I would say the company that makes the system, but there's actually some gain that a lot of people are not even seeing from a business level why they're doing this. It's no different than the streets. You understand me? This shit look like some extortion type move that Norton is running or McAfee is running.
Yes.
Microsoft owns the original business owner.
Bro, stop. You're right. You're 100% right. And where you going, that's not where I'm talking. That's not where I'm going. I don't want to go there. You know, but you are right. And I didn't really mean it or say it. I thought of it as extortion. But I'm saying, them motherfuckers cannot possibly know more than the motherfuckers that create the shit and make all the new software for it. So the only threat that they can tell you about is potential threat. Because if there was a real threat, Microsoft would have got it. I mean, that's just plain and simple.
That's the truth. But you see, that's not what sells. You know what I mean? People want to feel secure. It's that feeling.
Not where we at. I'm not worrying about how a motherfucker sells something. I'm worried about how I get sold. And that's what people should worry about. You motherfuckers worrying about what some other motherfucker doing. Fuck what he doing to sell his shit. He ain't selling it to me unless I need it. And that's because of the way I think. And you motherfuckers buy that shit. You motherfuckers buy all that protection. You buy whatever.
Shit, I ain't buying that shit.
I didn't say you. I'm talking about everybody I'm talking to. Callers, are you me? I might say you because I'm talking to you, but I don't need you with protection. I'm talking to all these motherfuckers out here that do that shit. Buy that shit.
Well, bro, you know that. Motherfuckers are scary.
What I'm supposed to do, man?
It ain't no difference, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. See, what I'm saying is you didn't answer that question. You guys are scary, man. I said, what am I supposed to do? What I'm supposed to do, what I'm doing. Bring shit to a motherfucker so they quit running from decisions. If you make a decision, it ain't because somebody sold you. It's because you added 2 plus 2 and you think it equals 4. If you can do that, then you don't have no questions there. You ain't worried about no goddamn is it wrong or right. You did what the fuck you thought, and that's going to always be right in my book. Now, I got a bunch of calls. You stay on too, goddamn it. 909, what's
hey.
Up?
Hey, bud, can you hear me?
Who is that? Can I hear you? What?
It's 678. Hey, so.
Wait.
Okay, so about
wait.
Just,
what's your area code?
678.
All right, go ahead. You've been up there for a while. Go ahead. What?
No, I was just saying, though.
909,
so
hold on.
Just,
wait, 909, hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead, 678.
Yeah, so I do see what you're saying about, like, you know, people that have chose McAfee and or Norton versus Microsoft is represented scary because you're going off of potential. It's not saying there is a threat. There's a potential threat. So that's what triggers that alarm, like, the scariness. So you want to go and run and buy it and stuff like that. But the Microsoft represents your own security. Like, I ain't got no threats. You know, you already know you're secure, so you're a Microsoft. You're gonna stay with the Microsoft. Now, with that being said, what causes the threat, the McAfee? What causes that? Is that
stop. What causes the threat is wherever you search or wherever you go to. If you don't open any email. You never go to sites that you ain't really sure of, then you ain't going to have the threat on your computer. But a lot of people use computers to surf, and they just be, you know, clicking on shit. And they don't be knowing what they clicking on. And those threats exist. They're really there. It's not. I'm not saying those threats are not there. I'm saying they are there. McAfee really finds them if you have a threat. Listen. I don't know if you guys know this, but if you have a threat and you're using McAfee, it would say one threat detected in 1,179 potential threats. We think that one threat, but these 1,179 needs addressing. That's what they would do. But Microsoft would fix the threat and wouldn't threaten you with 1,179 more potential threats. Because this is a potential threat, they are a real company, and they address it. So they can say it's been handled, bro. You feel me?
I feel what you're saying. So, in reality, for real, you caused the threat. You're causing the threat. Like you said, open up any spam.
If you're a person that, you know, just, you know, open emails and just go wherever and they say, if you like this, go over here and then you go over there. If you do that kind of shit, which is, I mean, I ain't saying something wrong with it. It's just that's when you invite threats. If you go to, if you know you got your computer, you go to AT&T. You go to CenturyLink, you go to St. Jude's, you know, you go to places like that, your computer ain't exposed to shit. It's when you go to places that somewhere some sent you through a link. And that's how it gets the threat. And don't get me wrong, I ain't no computer freak. But, just know that. Hey, you guys all hold everybody. I got like 8 motherfuckers, man. I'm going to get to them because all you guys are going to participate in what I got going. 480, what's up?
Hey, bud, thanks for having me on.
Right on, brother.
All right, so we're talking about who knows Microsoft better. Is it Microsoft or is it somebody else? And my thought is that a hacker that's trying to hack Microsoft can figure out Microsoft better than Microsoft can figure out Microsoft. And so if you want to get some kind of antivirus software from a hacker, you have to go to a pirate place, like the Pirate Bay.
Stop. Do you know why this technology shit is fucked up? What I'm saying to you is 15, 20 years ago, I said, man, all this is doing is making criminals be able to be a fucking criminal at home. Why would you want to let people's secrets get into your kit? Everybody's you just paranoid, blah, blah, blah. And you see, that's all they're doing, man. I know what technology is. If there's a practical way for you to do something that's like 50 years in advance, once you say it, there's going to be a motherfucker that can figure out from what you said a whole bunch of bullshit. That's called game, bro. That's called, listen and be quiet, please. You're climbing the steps. You want to get to this plateau. But once you get to this plateau, all it shows you is the rest of the steps was a little further back, and you couldn't see them from where you were. Now you got to walk toward these other steps and start climbing again, because the shit never ends, bro. It never ends, no matter what you, me, after, think of, some other motherfucker, once they know it, it's gone. It is just a stepping stone, man. That's life.
I got you. So Microsoft puts out their antivirus, and anybody and they mama, now they have access to it. So that's what I'm saying. The hackers, now they can, just like Newton said back in the day, he was standing on the shoulders of giants. All these new school hackers are standing on the shoulders of Microsoft and using their own shit to be better at their own game than they are. The caveat
but
is
they're
Microsoft.
Not. They're not. They're capitalizing on technology. They're standing on the shoulders of technology. Sure, they reference Microsoft or whatever the fuck they're doing, but what they're doing is illegal. And they're making up shit as or that's going to work for them because of what they're thinking. And it worked. I ain't mad at them. I ain't mad at damn motherfucker. Do that shit. That's what I say.
So, I mean, the trade-off, the way I see it, The trade-off, the way I see it, is Microsoft is going to have the main thing, but it's going to cost more. And the pirates out there, they're going to have something that's a little bit better for right now, and you can get it for free. So it just depends on if you want to pay for it or not.
Silly, man. Stop. Listen. The reason Microsoft don't give a fuck is because every motherfucker doing whatever the fuck they doing got to buy shit from them.
But it's not about Microsoft. It's about you.
Dude, stop making these analogies. What it's about, what it's about is the motherfuckers doing it, don't Microsoft, McAfee, none of them really give a fuck. They know technology is indeterminate. You can only determine what they discover. Then you know it used to take 3 years for them to discover shit. Now it's taking them 3 months. So we know that's how fast, you know, exponentially or whatever the word is, that's how fast technology is growing. So unless you could keep that in your mind and you understand you can't beat it, you can only join it. And if you join it, you have to restrict your participation. And if you don't, you're subject to technology. And even though I'm saying what I'm saying, I got a phone. As long as it's on, they got me. Then I go to motherfucking Bourbon Street to gamble, and they say, hey, how was Bourbon Street? I ain't told no motherfucker I went to Bourbon Street. I'm just saying, man, this shit is real, man. It's not a joke. Now, you hold on to 707. What's up?
What's up, bud? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Everybody that's not talking, mute yourself.
All right, bud. I know you guys are having that conversation with the computer, but I just wanted to come in and share three things that happened.
707, hold on. I'm going to ask you again. Everybody that's not talking, mute yourself. Okay, I can't do my little shit. I'll connect to everybody else. All y'all, thanks for the time. I don't give a fuck. I want this shit right now. I guess I can leave you who's on long, because whoever was fucked up is off already. Okay, 707,
hey,
go ahead.
Hear me?
Yeah, 707, go ahead.
All right, so I just want to share three things that happened specifically by listening to the show and applying it to, like, my weaknesses and stuff. So first, I saw my mom after four months.
Wait, I know you, don't I?
Yeah, soccer player.
But who is it? What's your name? Well, first
Tony.
Name. Okay, yeah, bro, Tony. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So first thing, I saw my mom after 4 months, she said, and you said this would happen. She says, you know, something's just different about you. And I didn't change nothing.
Wait. I remember you was trying to impress, well, you wasn't trying to impress motherfuckers, but whatever, you changed up, blah, 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 got respect. But I did tell you, you're going to hear in the future, someone's going to say, what is different about you? Are you saying your mom said that?
Yeah, the second I got back from college, she said that. The first thing.
Bro, how you felt, man?
I felt great, and I felt greater. That happened like a week ago, but I felt greater yesterday. Let me tell you what happened, bud. So before I left from college, I had a meeting with my coach. And basically, I don't want to keep it too long, but basically, at the end of the conversation about how I did in the season, whatever, he said, oh, you got any questions for me? And I did have a question. It was, I want more money. And he promised me more money, but he just kept beating around the bush about it. So I asked him straight up. I'm like, yeah, I think I deserve it, da, da, da. And then I seen, like how you say, oh, they're running from the question. He was running from the question. He didn't give me a straight answer. So then I told him exactly. I didn't shy away from nothing. I told him exactly what I thought, coach. I think I show up earlier than everybody. I work harder than everybody. Da, da, da. I think I deserve money. And he said, okay, whatever. So basically, I didn't take no for answer. And that was a month ago, and I got a call yesterday from him saying, okay, Tony, we're working on your money. It's all good. I took what you said into account. But not only that, then he asked me how I'm doing, and I remembered, well, now it came instinctively, but it came from when you said, oh, if you want to, like, grind in silence or not put yourself on Front Street, you're scary. And so I started working on not putting myself on Front Street and saying exactly what I'm doing and putting myself, if I fail, I fall on my face and everyone sees, but I'm going to put it on Front Street. So I told him how I was doing. I'm doing good, coach. I'm playing with this new team. I'm doing great. I'm getting scouted for my national team where my grandma's from. I told him exactly what it was. And I didn't realize until after. I was like, hold up, that all came from applying what you said. Put yourself on Front Street. Don't be scared. Ask for what you want, and then just be confident, and then people will notice. But, yeah, that's the three things that made me feel great.
Let me tell you something, Tony. This is why I took the time with you, man, because you was like in high school when we first started talking. But I know you guys are the generation that really – will use what the fuck I'm saying. The older dudes ain't gonna do nothing but do whatever. The younger cats, once they really believe that they can learn something from it, it's like they're already in school. So they really apply themselves. And you did that. You remember I told you, the first thing you did was stand up to that group of motherfuckers. I said, man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. And you call me a couple more times. And well, that's been, this call is the best of them all, man. It's like, you haven't even arrived yet, bro, but I'm going to say, man, it's like you've arrived. You know, you see who you are. Now you just got to make sure everybody else see who you are.
Exactly, but put myself on sunscreen. Don't be scary if I fail. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Hey, man, that's the best lesson in life you're going to get, bro. You know it. Hey, 313, what's up?
What's up, bud? It's Rod. I wanted to participate in your question, but I kind of forgot what it was.
Shit. About the Microsoft shit?
The technology, yeah. Or was that, or we was just...
No. Let me tell you what it was. What I'm saying is, you know, people be selling antivirus shit. And what I'm saying is, you got to believe something. So my question or my proposition or whatever was, who should you believe? As far as antivirus, the company that created the computer, the Microsoft system, or the company that's selling security protection? Now, that was the question.
And I would say, just off the top of my head, I would put it on the computer, the people that made the computer, because they understand the groundbreaking technology they already put inside of it.
Okay, that's you.
Anti-software.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. That's you. Look,
right.
Say is the reason Microsoft and McAfee and all them motherfuckers is doing so well. Because common sense would say that the motherfucker that created it, you know, should be the best. Well, what's the reason?
That the person that created it would be the best because they created this shit. They put the
No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, why would a motherfucker fuck with McAfee if they know Microsoft got the shit because they made it? And anyway, don't answer. Let me tell you the answer. The answer is because of this country. Don't nobody care. If you fucking bought a Chevrolet, of course Chevrolet motherfuckers can fix it the best. But then a mechanic can fix a car. But what I'm saying is you're not getting from the mechanic, but you get from Chevrolet. They both go fix your brakes. But what I'm saying is McAfee charge you for fixing your brakes. Whereas fucking Microsoft don't. You get they shit because you bought their system. McAfee and Microsoft find the same threat. But each time McAfee finds, you got to pay for something to get rid of it because they get rid of that threat. They tell you, oh, yeah, we found threat 376 and we got rid of that place. But you have a potential of 1,100 more threats you need to address. So what are you going to do? Say you got rid of that threat and be happy or worry about that 1,100 threats that these motherfuckers fucking with you with? Come on, man. And the cool part about that, it doesn't matter what you do because both companies are going to be making money anyway. You think McAfee can do whatever the fuck without buying some of Microsoft shit?
No.
I'm just saying, nobody think about the real bottom line. That's all I'm talking about is the bottom line, what you got to invest. 414, what's up with you, bro? Hey, 909, I'm going to get you in 1 second.
just checking in from a winter wonderland OG, and I was just tuning in and listening to your whole, the whole thing with the Microsoft. But I got a comment, then I got a question. To all you dudes, you got a man on here that's really did it, and he's giving y'all a blueprint of learning that you need to think outside of the box. And if you guys keep on doing it, that's the reason I keep on coming up. Now, back to what you
said.
I was in my 20s. And what you're...
Something happened. You faded out. I didn't hear shit.
Oh,
you
I'm
said,
sorry, bro. I just...
Wait,
want,
can wait, you, wait, wait. You said back to what you were saying, and I didn't hear nothing else.
Oh, no. What I was saying, though, back to your point at hand as far as with the McAfee and Microsoft, what a lot of people don't understand, like Ninja of the Nerds, I know you know this one, that's based off of them, meaning that they're backwards compatible. McAfee can't do nothing without Microsoft's approval on anything, big bro. And what you were saying is true to a point, meaning that we live in a, instead of keeping up with the Joneses, these lanes keep up with the Joneses instead of keeping up with themselves. I have a PC and a Mac. My Mac never breaks down. If my PC breaks down, I can take it apart myself. And like you said, who you going to have do it? Are you going to have the official company do it, or are you going to have the alley mechanic doing it? Always go for the best if you want the best, but never get confused with what they're doing. It's just another hustle. It's another scheme in it all, meaning that if you bust it down yourself and look at it yourself, it's very easy. It's like, you know, trying to teach a kid Chinese arithmetic if they don't know geometry, okay? They're going to get lost in the sauce. But like I said, OG, you looking good over there. I'm over here drinking yak. Where the tequila at? I don't see no drink over there. What's going
on? Come on, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man? I love you so much, man, for just lacing these dudes. And even the last call, oh, yeah, toast up, boss up, toast up. And even with that young brother who just said what you told him, that knowledge is power. To all y'all listening right now, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Just think about what OG's telling y'all. He's trying to spoon fed it to you instead of giving it to you like steak so some of you suckers can choke. He really trying to teach y'all something. So learn the game. Learn it, brothers. Powerful. Just powerful, brother. Man,
appreciate
please.
You, bro. Appreciate you, man. 909,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
909, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud? Julio from the IE.
What's happening, brother? Inland Empire, what's happening?
Cool question. I did hear you talking about this a couple of episodes ago. Are you still going to create something for teenagers, like you know, what you got for adults, but something for kids that you know?
The thing about teenagers is that when you get them, like that guy Tony from 707. He really wanted what he was asking for. He wasn't just talking. So in that case, those kind of teenagers, I would love to deal with them. And the money, of course, would be hella less, but I wouldn't care because I would really be seeing results. Because this brother, I mean, he just took what I suggested. Then he started calling in, you know, and he had, I'm telling you, man, this dude was scary. This dude was a football player. I guess it's soccer. But what I'm saying is he was scary. You could hear in his voice. Dude, and I'm telling him all this. You know what I'm saying, man? Cause, and he was talking about the dudes, I guess the elite players, was because he was new or some shit. That, you know, they was looking at him weird or whatever. I said, man, that's you and your punk ass thinking that goddamn punk shit. Walk by them motherfuckers and say, what's up? And keep going. He did it.
Right, right. And the only reason I'm asking is because I hit you up about this. It's actually a while back. Back when my kid was only 12. He's 14 now. He listens to you religiously. So His confidence, but he's also an athlete. His confidence level is up there, but still, there's no, you know, I try to school him on what I know, but you know, you got the knowledge and the experience and the wisdom. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea if you do. I mean, I would purchase it for my son.
The thing about that, I'm telling you, man, I'm very influenceable as far as with the kids. And let's say something go haywire and they say, I got it from Rosebud. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. Now, this guy Tony didn't do it, but I've had some high school students that kind of heard of my past. And when I talk shit, they think I'm telling them to go pimp bitches. You know, so I can't deal with that is what I'm saying.
Yeah. They take what you say and that's completely misinterpreted. So I get you. All right, man. Well, yeah. That was the only thing I have for you.
All right, bro. Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. At least that was some real shit. 678. Wait. 731. I'm going to get you 1 second, bro. Come on, 678.
Yo.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, no, I ain't got a question, bro. I'm just listening to the show, man. You had put me on hold.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, bro. 616, what's up?
Yo, I was on hold too, bud, but I got a couple things to chime in on. Number one, the McAfee joint with the technology and all that, I would have to say just the McAfee, because if they got the means to make a threat or be a threat, and fuck over what Microsoft or other these other computer companies got going on, wouldn't you want to listen to them as far as defending yourself against threats?
No, man. Listen to me, bro. All McAfee can do is create something, let's say Microsoft haven't thought of. But as soon as it hit Microsoft's system, because of the way Microsoft's system is set up, it's going to detect it as a threat. That's why Microsoft is going to protect your fucking computer, and McAfee is going to sell you computer protection. Because if you buy McAfee, let's say you have a threat. You don't need to call McAfee and then they're going to handle it. But when they handle it, they're going to give you a notice that there were like 300 or 400 other threats that they did not address because blah, blah, blah. You know, you need to upgrade, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is Microsoft don't charge you shit after you buy the computer and you know, the system. All you do is...
And they're going to take care of all that.
They just protect it. Whereas anybody else is going to do whatever they say they're going to do, but they're going to be trying to sell you some shit.
Right.
Them the motherfuckers that leave the door open for threat.
For sure, I could dig it. When you break it down like that, I could dig it.
Because we real real recognize real. I ain't trying to fool you with no shit. I'm just telling you the truth. Nobody loses as far as Microsoft, McAfee, Norton. Nobody loses. They all win.
Right. I had another question though, real quick. I ain't trying to hold the line. I always had an issue with like self-esteem as far as like because of my weight, like I'm a big dude, like I can still get girls and shit sometimes, but shit, sometimes I don't be feeling myself because of my weight.
Hey, stop. Listen to this. Listen to this, brother. You got to understand this. The reason pimps are such motherfuckers. I know a nigga named Fat Cal. I know a nigga named Fat Calvin. I know One-Eyed Joe. I know One-Armed Billy. I know One-Leg Motherfucking Willie. I know motherfucking Burn Up Wayne. This is these motherfuckers' names. Why? Because they got the deficiency that you can act like is a big deal. Every one of them motherfuckers that I mentioned have bitches, paying them. And unless they died, they still getting paid. Fat, one eye missing, burnt up skin, one arm missing, one leg missing. Come on, man, what you been to say?
No, I mean, that's the only thing I really fucked up about. Like, my
bro,
paper's straight.
Bro,
like, I ain't too
bro, stop. You're scary. You ain't addressing what I'm saying to you. Quit being a punk and address what I'm saying to you. If these motherfuckers' skin is burnt up, if this motherfucker ain't got one of his eyes, this motherfucker ain't got one of his arms, another motherfucker ain't got his leg. Another motherfucker called Fat Calvin. Then each one of these motherfuckers got bitches. What the fuck am I saying to you?
It should be no problem for me then.
That's right, big ass nigga. You know you a big nigga. Shit,
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah. Oh, gee.
You should quit trying to act like you little. Nigga, I'm telling you, you heard of Biggie Smalls. Not only
yeah,
is he
yeah.
a nigga, but he is an ugly nigga. Tell me that nigga didn't have
that
bitches.
Black and ugly as ever, something like that he
hey,
said.
I'm just saying, tell me the nigga didn't have bitches, because it ain't about all that. He had what he had to make him self-desirable, but you got whatever the fuck you got, too. Nigga, I don't know what it is. You just don't think it's desirable. Me, I know it's desirable about me. I'm anti-everything, please. So, hell no, we ain't doing it. Yeah, bud, you don't even know. I ain't trying to hear that. But, he did, let me tell you something, man. I be talking like I'm saying right now. And then, I said, look, bitch, let's go. Where are we going? We may not take that bitch to the mall and buy her, like, 10 pair of drawers and bras and whatever the fuck. Yeah, man. So, need anything else? She, you know, of course she gonna need some help. But what I'm saying is that's the price I pay to get to be me. Fuck you, bitch, and damn you. But don't think I don't care, motherfucking ass. I don't care about your motherfucking ass. But this is about where blood coming from. Motherfuck you. Shit, and damn your motherfucking ass. You know, you can stand that kind of nigga. You can fuck with me because that's me all the way. I ain't gonna fucking take you to extravagant. Then I'm banished and damned. I'm doing all kind of motherfucking shit. But none of it means that it's about the pussy or I'm gonna fuck about the bitch. So fuck you and damn you. I'll put your motherfucking ass out right here with the package I'm gonna fault you. Get fucked some goddamn
right
shit.
Now.
Hey, matter of fact, I'll sit here and call Uber so Uber can come pick your punk ass up. Then I'll take off, motherfucker. Then when you can be like that,
yeah.
Life is different, man. You just don't understand. It's not
how
about...
How are you like that, though, bud? Like, I'm 35, man. It seemed like if I was...
Hey,
go
it's
ahead.
Not about the money. It's about what you're willing to lose. I'm willing to lose my life about some bitch fucking with me. With whatever some bitch shit. It's like this brother just left. She just left for Thursday. Man, I bought her a lot of shit. And I don't give a fuck if she thinks that, he's spending money on me, so I'm gonna take it. Let me pay you something. before I bought that bitch and shit. Just get your motherfucking ass. I went off. Get the fuck off. The fuck away from me with that bitch shit. Damn, I know she can't go nowhere. Because, you know, she flew in from Arizona. So say, get your ass. Just get the fuck off. Wait a minute, what's going on? Is that my shit? Oh, get the fuck off. What is up with that, man? Is that my shit? Anyway, I'm thinking the bitch gonna be a bitch. And, you know, be like tripping. I'm saying, well, why could she trip? Because so, I'm in the bed. I made her get out the motherfucking bed. Go up right. In the little room. And if your motherfucking ass cold, put on the motherfucking, I'm totally freaking, or whatever I'm thinking. So the bitch go up there, and I stand. And, you know, like, in 15 minutes, something go by. The bitch come back in. It's the nigga. Let me tell you something. Not only did the bitch get in the bed, black nigga, because the bitch got in the bed with her shit on. Bitch, I ain't playing no pussy, motherfucker. I ain't playing no pussy game. You ain't bringing your ass over my house and get my motherfucking bed. You got the shit on. Now let's say you take your shot. I get the fucking with you. I might not trip because I don't want to say I raped you, but you can do that. But you can't get in my bed with your shit on. So take your punk ass. I call that bitch. Yeah. So the bitch came back. When she get in the bed, you know now. You know, because I'm telling you, it's all a pussy game to me at this point. I'm saying, you know, I ain't playing. So, just get in the bed. And I turn my back, you know. And then I think, damn, about 2-3 minutes of that, I think, man, maybe they just turn up and grab it. I turn up and grab the bitch, but I grab her by on the stomach. The bitch just snatched my hand. Place them on them titties. And then, when I'm like, I ain't been the father of your titties. You know, she started making my hand fall so crazy. What I'm saying is this, man. Would you be you?
I want to holler at you.
Man, fuck that, motherfucker. I'm talking to all these people.
No, I'm just saying I ain't want to interrupt you.
You did, so what the fuck you talking about? See how crazy niggas is? Oh, I don't want to interrupt you, but I interrupt you.
All right, I'm going to say this shit. I think I know what you're trying to say.
Jesus Christ, man. Hey, you guys, this is what's wrong with you guys. You don't listen to yourselves. You don't care what you say. You don't care that you're talking to people and people are listening to what the fuck you're saying. I don't want to interrupt you, but listen to this and listen to that. Okay, man, you interrupt me. Yeah, but still, look. All I'm trying to say, matter of fact, fuck it. I ain't even trying to say it. You know, I don't care, man. I'm one of them. Fuck that. I don't fucking care. And so what I'm doing is going to 202. What's up, 202?
Oh, it's good, bud. I got a perfect question for you.
Come on,
bro. Do you know how it feels to have a nigga in your business?
Well, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know how it feels, yeah, to have a nigga in my business. Hey, wait, bro. Listen to this. You out, you blowing cocaine, you got a gang of money, you got bitches on the track. hey, what's up, baby? Hey, nigga, this Randolph, that bitch Sandy, you know, she with me. Yeah, the bitch chose me tonight. Well, nigga, pimp that motherfucker though, man, and you know what I'm saying? If you need, I'm sure you want a little shit. Make some arrangements. Hit me tomorrow. Hey, what I'm saying is I'm gracious like that. But I'm like, man, this nigga done got my bitch. Oh, I'm fucked up. Man, I'm fucked up. I'm going to go find that. Come on. I'm just saying, yeah, I know how it feels for a nigga to be in your bitch.
So check this out. You know what I'm saying? Before a nigga can even get in your business, you got to catch that bitch first, right?
Well, you got to have that bitch before he get in your business.
Exactly.
Because if you're trying to catch her, and he catch her while you trying to catch her, he ain't in your business.
Nah, it's after you catch the bitch and then a nigga get in your business. So see what I'm getting at? Going back to this whole McAfee Microsoft situation, right? And when you were talking about, you know, niggas being scary, let's say you catch a bitch, right? You bring it to your household, or, you know what I mean, she stay down with you, you fucking with her for a while, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, let's say some other participant get in her ear, or even worse in the game, you know what I'm saying, where that participant sent that bitch towards you.
What you're describing is pure bullshit. I ain't gonna be having no bitch no particular amount of time pass right now without that bitch showing me she fucking with me. Because I ain't never fucking with a bitch, and all you talking about is fucking with a bitch. This bitch is fucking with me. And if she continues to show me that she's fucking with me, I will continue to fuck with her. But the moment I see she's trying to get me to fuck with her, bitch, fuck you. So way early past that bullshit you start talking, I wouldn't have been fucking with that bitch. You would. Because, you know, you make things mean stuff to you. You don't want to accept what shit is. Look, nigga. Say what the fuck you want to say to the bitch, but if she ain't doing what the fuck you expect, fuck her. That's how pimps think. And they be this smiling ass motherfucker, hey baby, you know that thing? But they thinking that in the back of my mind, man, I ain't going to be doing too much of this smiling, fuck ass motherfucker. But what I'm saying is, you ain't like that. That's why that bitch you was describing goes on in your life, bro.
Well, hold on, bud. I stand corrected. You're right. You know what I mean? I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's I see what you mean. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you're right. You fucking with this bitch, or this bitch fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? And let's just say, you feel me, she give your information out to someone else. You see what I'm saying?
Wait,
let's say
stop.
Some other motherfucker.
Stop. How can you say something like that and don't explain what you mean? You fucking with this bitch, and she gives your information out to someone else. Ooh, another bitch? Another dude? Ooh.
Another dude. Like a Trojan horse. You know what a Trojan horse is?
Stop, man. What I'm saying is, how can you be fucking with a bitch and she give another dude your information? How can you even ask that? You ain't got nothing to say now. Bitch, shit.
I was gonna let you.
No. If you let me finish, I'm finished. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, you know how it is.
I didn't ask you what you
get in your business.
Bro, stop. I did not ask you what you were saying. I asked you, how can you be fucking with a bitch that give your information to another nigga? Can you answer that question, or do you need some co-taxes, nigga?
Nah, she go choose up with another nigga and give him your information.
Oh, wait, stop. You didn't say choose up. So you saying
the bitch...
And you know I did let you finish, you lying motherfucker. What I'm saying is you said a bitch with you, so she choose this nigga, and this nigga got your info, and you said this nigga calling you. Is that what you saying?
Exactly.
Okay, stop. What I'm saying is you didn't say that, okay, but if that's what you meant, okay, let's go with that. He didn't call you. What's your question?
Well, back to what I was saying. When you mentioned the whole thing about these computers and you saying you won't catch no virus, you won't catch no Trojan horse if you're not in a situation to catch one of those things.
I don't need this editorial.
Yeah, you catch a bitch, and even though sometimes you didn't necessarily do anything wrong, you know what I mean, you still might catch a virus. You still may get knocked off. You know what I'm saying? So a motherfucker still might get in your business and steal shit from you.
Stop. You stupid motherfucker. That's what you get for trying to relate this to a virus. If you get a bitch and some nigga knocks you off, it ain't no virus. That's the game, motherfucker. Period. That's what's wrong with you guys. You a punk nigga, and you ain't got no pimping in you. You ain't never had a hoe, and you never will have a hoe, but you do tell your partners pimp shit. Come on, don't tell me I didn't just peg you, nigga.
God damn, Rosebud, you screaming on the phone and shit about the make a nigga buses there and shit. God damn, you repeat what you said?
Talk about me screaming, man. Address what I said.
See, I didn't hear you. What'd you say? Repeat that again.
Fuck it. You just a punk. And you showed you punk because I asked you, you motherfucking punk.
No, I answered you back. Repeat what you said.
You a punk, man. And I'm not going to, you know, be soft on you because you a punk. But you can't come on here talking this goddamn shit about some motherfucker calling you, serving you, and then you talking some any other motherfucking shit other than you told that bitch, I mean that nigga, to come get that bitch's shit. Because you heard that's what I said when I gave you the same example. I just said that 10, 15 minutes ago. I'ma tell the nigga, let me know when you want to come get them clothes. That's pimping, man. That's not a virus. A virus is something that comes to fuck up your system. When you get knocked off for a bit, it's to make you sharpen your system up. You silly motherfucker. That's why I don't like talking
about it. Isn't that what a motherfucking antivirus do? Once it detects the motherfucking virus and that shit get out of there, you know what I mean? That motherfucker tighten up his timbers, tighten up his security, get on his motherfucking game.
You can talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about. I didn't say anything about what an antivirus do. I'm saying, which would you choose to protect your shit? And Norton McAfee got their attributes, and so does Microsoft. Because once you buy Microsoft shit, you get Microsoft protection for no more money, bitch, nigga. That's what I'm talking about, because when you buy McAfee, Norton, or whatever, sure, they're going to detect the fucking threat, but they're going to say you have 1,100 more threats, potential threats. And if you bought this, blah, 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 you'll be able to handle that. Whereas Microsoft, since you bought their package, when that threat, wait a minute, let me back up. When Norton find that threat, Norton's going to say, hey, we just found this threat. You know, it could have caused this, blah, 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 but we killed it. But you know what? You have potentially 1,100 more threats. Whereas Microsoft will say, we found this threat, you know, that could fuck you up. And you know what I'm saying? You good. Because they ain't trying to sell you nothing else. Bitch, nigga, because that's
First of all, this is where you're wrong. This is where you're wrong.
Assuming Microsoft
cast a threat in the first place. You assuming they cast a threat in the first place.
Wait. Let me shut you up. I'm not assuming a motherfucking thing. What I'm assuming or what I'm stating is that motherfuckers, Norton, McAfee, whoever they are, they got to buy shit from Microsoft to even be able to do what the fuck they doing. So what I'm also saying is that Microsoft detected the same shit they detected. It's just Microsoft didn't add all this bullshit. 1,100 more threats. Woo. That is what I'm talking about. You soft motherfucker. I never forgot which one of these motherfuckers you was now. Is this you 616? Hey, is this who I was talking to?
Not just now, but I was hollering at you too. I got another question.
No. I want to talk to who I was talking to. Was I talking to you too?
Yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You know what's so crazy?
Wait, yeah, was I talking to you?
Yeah, you talking to me. You're damn right okay. You was talking to me. You know what's so crazy? The motherfucker who made McAfee just got knocked off like 2 days ago. They found that motherfucker dead in the prison cell. Did you hear about that?
What the fuck do I care about any of that? What relevance does that have to do with what I'm talking about?
Crazy how the man, you know what I mean, was eating off Microsoft for this amount of years.
Oh, you're gonna
he couldn't do shit.
You're going to make it. It doesn't. See, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. Why you know bitch having niggas ain't shit. Because
you got a bitch.
You ain't got no bitch. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Who won't got a bitch?
Bro, maybe you do. I changed it up. Didn't you hear me? Maybe you do. I'm wrong about that. I can't say you ain't got no bitch. But I can say you a punk. You ain't got no nuts. And the bitch got you. You ain't got her. And I'm sure you gonna say, oh, yeah, nigga, boo, black ass, old motherfucker, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. Call me whatever, man. Now, why would I do that?
Bro,
I don't know why you would do it, but that's what the average one of you motherfuckers do.
Do I sound like the average motherfucker that call your line?
Yes. Capital Y, capital E, capital S. You sound exactly like them motherfuckers, which is what I've been saying. Because you did hear me ask you, do you care how the fuck you sound? You sound just like them motherfuckers. Bitch, nigga. Why you think I talk to you like that? I ain't no disrespectful nigga. Hey, I ain't no disrespectful nigga. But I'm certainly not no nigga that's scared to call a spade a spade.
Well, shit, man, you're obviously going bad or something. You must be getting a little old over there, myself,
motherfucker.
You must not be able to recognize who the fuck you talking to.
Hold up. The only way...
I know who the fuck I'm talking to, though.
The only way I can understand anything is if what the fuck come out your mouth make me understand it. Now, if you want to be a nigga to say, well, blah, 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 whatever, okay. Anybody can say that. I don't go for that shit. Come with some facts. Come with what the fuck you believe. Change my mind. Whatever the fuck you think you need to do. Or shut the fuck up. That's bullshit.
Hey, bud, I gave you the facts. Now, how you digest it is on you. It's your show.
Okay.
It's your mind. You can do what the fuck you want to do. I ain't going to change that shit. I just told you what it was. And that's what it's going to be.
Bro, stop. Okay. So, you said you gave me the facts. Now, I am an old nigga, so let's, if you care to, refresh my memory about the facts so I can show you where you're full of shit.
I said, how far you want to go back? To the very beginning?
I don't give a fuck.
I said, if you catch a bitch, and then I also said, if you fucking with a bitch, which you corrected, which I stand corrected, if the bitch is fucking with you, and the bitch leaves, you understand me, and she gives some of your information on your household to another motherfucker, wouldn't you say that bitch is like a Trojan horse in a way if you get knocked off again?
Can you stop? And let's go with what you just said.
Let's
go. You said if the bitch leaves, that is nothing like her choosing and giving your information to the motherfucker she chose. So the motherfucker she chose can call you and tell you about the bitch choosing, so you don't think any crazy shit. And let's say you see the bitch without hearing anything, you better get out of the car and beat that bitch. What the fuck? You know, and then, you know, I'm with Harold. And Harold ain't called me. See, that's to avoid that shit. Sucker nigga. How about that, bro?
You ain't telling me enough, I already know. Of course, if a motherfucker's supposed to call you.
Stop. If you already knew that, then why would you ask that question?
Because at the end of the day, it ain't about the bitch. You understand me? It's about us. You see what I'm saying? Let's say I was in your business, right? But I may have gotten in your information through the bitch. You see what I'm saying? How was that different from a motherfucker whose information on a computer gets leaked to someone else because they have a virus on that computer? That motherfucker caught that virus.
Hey,
now that motherfucker's information get leaked.
Hey, do me a favor, bro. You know, I love you and shit. Please, never fucking call my show again. You are so stupid and pathetic. Just go ahead on and believe what the fuck you believe, man. I can't help you. I can't. I don't want to.
Hey,
Bro,
I didn't call your show asking for your belief.
Okay, bro.
All right, easy.
Okay, so what I'm saying, okay, 914, come on, man, what's up?
Yo, bro, what's good, man?
Everything is good, man, except for this
God
crazy.
God bless you, man. You bombing on these cats and they can't take it.
Well, you know how that go, man. What's up? What's your question?
Oh, man, I just want to tell you, man, there's a lot of shows on YouTube about relationships. You got Kevin Samuels, all these other people, fresh and fit. They not messing with you, bud. You dropping a lot of heat on them. The question I have is, what put you on this path to getting to really creating a school and doing everything you're doing? Like, what motive? I know you said about your daughter. She said,
no,
don't give up.
Listen, I heard your question. When I first start fucking with YouTube, I was doing Blog Talk. But I was doing it for a particular reason. But everybody that participated and called me in, they was asking me these questions about how to talk to women, how to approach a woman, or what do I do here, all that kind of stuff. It dawned on me, man, because you know, I don't want to work for somebody. I want to work for me. And I know that this shit is from lack of confidence. And the reason I knew that is because I was the most unconfident pimp that ever turned out. Man, it took me so long to adjust to the pimping, to the mentality of a pimp, that once I started hearing that shit that I went through and the dudes that was asking me questions, God, some made me think of this course. And once I thought of the course and started putting the course out, I'm seeing people, I mean, I'm making just a lot of money. People loving this shit. And then when they called into this show I was having on Blog Talk, they would be talking about what they got and how they understood it. It would be wrong. They would be saying some asshole shit to me. And I would tell them, I didn't say that. And they would tell me where they got it from, blah, blah, blah. But that made me think or start thinking that, man, I need to teach this shit. Because, you know, if you give it, if you got 10 things to do and you sell this to this person may do one or two of them. And if those two things make them really learn something, they think the course is great because they learned something.
100%.
What about the other 8 things you didn't learn? So my thing, as far as what made me start in school, was that you can't fuck with my school unless you learn all 10 things. I'm not saying there's 10 things. There's way more than 10 things. I'm using 10 as a number. You got to learn all 10 things. And once you learn all 10 things, you get an A. That's when you qualify to go out and start becoming what you've learned. And that's my whole...
It's interesting. Yeah, that definitely answered the question, because it's interesting because sometimes you'll drop the word and you'll be like, you know, some of these, because there's a lot of these alpha people, you know, they created all these classes, you know, the game, that book became very successful. But all that stuff is role-playing and all this extra stuff. And what I love about you is you go right to the heart of the matter. You cut out all the BS, even on your callers. I know you don't mean to be dropping bombs on them, but that's the only way they're going to get it, because they're Neanderthals, like you said. They don't listen, and they don't process, and they want to do the same things that they do over and over and wonder why things haven't changed. And I think what's great about you and refreshing is that you're just breaking all those BS walls down. They don't like it. The last caller definitely don't like it. But it's going to make an impact on him, where it's going to change his life, where he's going to be a little bit more, smart about how he's speaking, how he's asking questions, and like you were just saying before, listening. So I just want to tell you, man, I think there's a lot of people that are watching you, and I think you are doing a great service to I think you're going to be one of the biggest sensations on YouTube. You just getting started, and God bless.
Bro. Listen, man, of course I'm an egotistical maniac, and I love hearing what you just said. But let me tell you, sir, let me tell you, if what you just said is not my absolute 100% honest intention, kill me right now. Of course, what I'm doing to sell my school, blah, 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 yeah, I want to make money. But if you pay attention, like obviously you have, I give a lot of shit up. I spit hella shit because I know.
Nah, you're dropping jewels, man. You're dropping heavy jewels. People don't even understand it.
Dropping jewels, but my point is a lot of guys doing this confidence bullshit haven't had to be tested. They only read something, and they decided whatever they decided from what they read. They didn't go on the block and have to be walking towards a corner and not know what's around the corner. And no matter what the fuck it is, I'm ready for it. And you don't got to look like you thinking that. I'm saying, what I'm going through, I lived. That's why I cut through the bullshit, because I can see the bullshit, because if I would have went for the bullshit, I probably would be dead.
No, 100%. And you, on the other day, the show, you were telling one of the guys, like, you're a pussy. Talk to her. Don't talk at her. And these little jewels, if people understand these little jewels, it will be a paradigm shift for them. Seriously, because these are the tools for true success, because people can see these things in you, this lack, all these different, you know, dichotomies and discrepancies in your character.
Oh, excuse me for cutting you off, but listen.
No, please, please.
You're so fucking right. What I'm saying is dudes don't understand. It's a jewel because talk to her, not at her. That's a jewel. But where where I know I'm going to win is you might be one out of 100,000 motherfuckers that get that. The rest of them going to realize they don't know what talking to her is versus talking at her. And then they're going to fuck with me.
100%.
You see what I'm
and
saying?
And the other thing is, if I could say this too, Bud, like, I really think is you really you understand this A to Z. So when you're making a point, and I know it's in your class too, you're getting that point with the tonality and the way that it needs to come across to make that point. That's why people go to school. And that's what you're kind of saying. Like, listen, man, you could get all these this wisdom from me through the talk show or whatever, but the real jewels are when I'm giving you the audio, you know, when I'm giving it to you, because in a way, you're kind of implanting that in the person, like, yo, think like this. Stop thinking like a beta idiot that's scared to live his life and speak his mind.
Bro, you're right, except for one thing.
Yes.
That's why you need to come to SWU.
Coming. Don't worry about that. I sent you an email the other day. I'm coming. Don't worry.
No, not you. Not you in particular. I'm talking about people. That's why they need to come to SWU, because that's where I break all that shit down. That's where that's where this vague statement take on a whole doggone course. You know, it was just something you said before, but now it's almost a way of life because...
Correct.
Bro, you making me say, you ain't making me say this. I want to say this. I've learned how to tease people enough to want to investigate. I tell them enough to know that this shit works because I show you what I'm saying. But the how, the mentality, that's something you got to learn or be taught. And that's what we do at WU. You know, we're past the goddamn reading the book and looking at a video or listening to some fucking MP3s or whatever. We're at active learning. That's what SWU do. We do active learning. Listen to me, bro. Think of this. If you have a heart problem and you went to the hospital and this doctor was going to operate on you, and in some way you knew or heard or found out he was a B student, would you want him to operate on you?
No, and that's what I love about you, because you're holding it up to a certain standard and saying, yo, if you're not good enough, I'm not passing. I love that.
Hey, bro, because the motherfucker that got an A+ is the motherfucker I choose to operate on me. And I'm saying, if you know this shit, you can do this shit. So don't come...
Nah, it's going to change your life. You already changed my life. I'm going to keep it 100 with you, bud. Like, you really changed my life, man. I'm being real with you, and I study everything and everybody, and I don't slack. I do financial stuff. But I'm going to tell you this, man. I've studied all of your contemporaries. You are in a class of your own. You're very educated. You could get street to let people know don't play with me. But your academic prowess and the way you speak and the way you're explaining things and what you said the other day where you were like, yo, you got to be formal. And you're teaching how people should respect themselves and how to elevate themselves through their own, you know, through their own belief and their own hard work. And I think that is invaluable, because this is why a lot of people turn to drugs, do all crazy shit, because they're not really realizing, hey, you can do it. You just got to put in the work. And you put in the work. Like, you went to school. You went and worked at these corporations. and you went through the hell of learning all this stuff.
Bro, listen, man. I mean, I can listen to you talk all day, but you just don't know because you pegging me. You really pegging where I'm coming from or what makes me have the position I have. Man, I went through this shit. I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I ain't trying to get you to be me. I'm trying to get
and it's crazy because your timing couldn't be better. Because right now we're in a world where social media, all this stuff, these women are like that lady that called on the other show. She's looking for a real dude, and the guy calls, and he's like, oh, lady, you know, let me talk to you about it. He didn't even start talking to her. He was doing, like you were saying, like the prelude and the explanation, all this garbage. And in reality, like, we're in a world where if men and women don't get together using your principles and the ability, and there's a movement happening, but you couldn't have picked a better time because we've been through a lot of hell, and, you know, through the financial markets, everything. So people don't really haven't gone through how you went through, where you had to go through the streets and you had to go out and make it happen. They're doing it digitally. So they think everything is happening in their mind. They don't even know how to talk to people. That's why exactly. People be right next to each other. They don't know how to talk. So I think if you...
Wait. Listen, I got a lot of people here. But what I want you to do, I'm very serious. Hit me, askrosebud2d@gmail.com. I want to talk to you further, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Bro, I'm serious.
God bless
please.
You, Rosebud. You're killing it. I'm telling you, I watch everybody else.
Rosebud@gmail.com. Hit me. I want to talk to you, man. This shit is dope you're talking about.
Definitely.
All right?
God bless you. I will. You have a great all show, right. Bud. Thank you for taking my call.
For sure, man. 313, what's up?
Yeah, Bud, this ride again. I just wanted to say you have changed my life as well, not even through SW. But just off the one call I ever had with you, you told me I can hear it in your voice. And that stuck with me because after that call, I hung up. I'm like, man, fuck they talking about. Fuck Rose, but they don't know shit. But as it pondered and sat onto my soul, that shit sat in. And it was just like, damn, bro, you really don't know shit. And it just opened me up. So like you said, you got to look for this information. But my wasn't a question but a statement. To change the first impression of somebody, it would be to change your actions of what you would want to be perceived as, right?
Well, wait. Are you saying for you to change the first impression of somebody or for somebody to change the first impression of you?
To change the first impression of me, like how I have my impression.
Well, listen. Understand shit. Your answer is in your question. Listen to me. I'm not saying this is what you said, but you're asking basically, is there a way to change a first impression of you, right?
Right.
What? You can't see the answer?
Yeah, I see the answer. I kind of said
what
it
is
when
the answer?
I said it.
Fuck that I see it. Fuck that I see it. What is the answer?
The idea is to do it.
No.
If you want to change.
Right. Stop. No. I knew you was lying. That's why I said, what is the fucking answer? The answer is whatever impression you made on this motherfucker, good or bad, was the first impression. You cannot change. You cannot ever change it. The only thing you could do is make, let's say you didn't think the first impression was the best impression. The only thing you could do is make the second impression adjust whatever the fuck was wrong with the first impression. And during the time you're doing that, close to the end, you let the person you're talking to see, this impression is really me.
Yeah, that's deep shit right there. I understand it, too. First impression is first impression. The second go or whatever,
You put the work or do whatever you got to do. Yeah, that's 100.
You can't change the first impression. You just can't.
No.
There's never going to be another verse. So you can only adjust the next impression. See, what I'm saying is when you start thinking like this, you free yourself from the bullshit. Now think about this. Man, how can I change the first impression? How long the fuck do you think I could be tripping on that? Because as long as I think that question, there is no answer because, I mean, there is an answer, but as long as I think that question, I haven't accepted the answer. You cannot change the first impression. You can only adjust. So my point is if you say to yourself, man, my first impression might have been whatever, but the next one, I mean, you ain't waiting for somebody to say that first impression was fucked up. You just assessing in your mind what the first impression was, and before it's about any impression, you already did some again. Second impression. Bro, we are proactive. We're not reactive. You're very reactive. Do you hate me for saying
yes,
that?
Sir. Do I hate you for saying it? No.
Do you believe it?
As I take a look onto it, yes. In a sense, not fully blown reactive, but yes,
hey, bro,
I am reactive.
Do you want the knife to stab you in your heart all the way or just kind of? Because what I'm saying, I'd rather the motherfucker kill me.
Right.
Fuck stabbing me a little bit. Bro, you like that. You know, accept it and stop being like that. I'm just saying, if you don't know how, SW is here for you, man. But if you do know how and you just needed a push, I just gave you one. Roll with it.
Right on.
Some motherfuckers only need a push. You might be one. I ain't saying you ain't. Look, I want money, but I'm not just about money because what I'm saying is if you don't need to fuck with me, which you don't sound, you know, to that extent, I can see where I can, you know, do you some good. But shit, you might get pick it up. Because you know, picking up the way you pick up. Because believe me, if some nigga was like me when I was coming up, and I could fuck with the nigga, and it cost whatever it cost, I probably wouldn't have did it. Unless what it cost was involved with me learning what the fuck I was trying to learn. Otherwise, I'm in a joint. First of all, some motherfucker I thank is sharp, and they walking down the street or driving down the street, whatever. Hey, Rosewood, let me get $100, man. I'll hit you back. Nah, man, I might not do that. But I'm saying, I'm rolling down the street, and a motherfucker that I know, or not I know, but I respect, you know, is like in the situation. 9 out of 10 times, I just saw it happen. And I'm a volunteer. I'm a volunteer with niggas. Look, man, you ain't got to go home with that shit, man. I'm going to hit me later on, man. You know you're going to see me later. I ain't give you that shit right now, man. I know what's going on. And the niggas say, thanks, blah, 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 blah. He going to make sure he give me that money back. But he going to also make sure he gives it back in record time. Because you don't want to look like no needy nigga. You guys don't think everything is represented. Okay, come on, motherfucking 254.
What's going on, bud?
What's
that
with you, brother?
I just wanted to kick it, man, about today's show, man. I've been listening to you quite for the last couple of months or so. But as soon as you mention something about goddamn computers and Microsoft, goddamn, you got 50,000 callers blowing up the line. When you're talking about talking to a woman, you can barely get one to call in.
Bro, wait, stop. Who are you to notice some shit like that? Because I sure noticed that.
I just been listening, bud. I've been listening and learning.
Well, what
like
you
I
think
said, I've been listening to you. I feel like they thought they was finna get over on you, but they still was missing the big picture of what you're saying. It wasn't even about the computer shit. It's about the choice that you're making. And a lot of these motherfuckers was calling in trying to make a point to you because they felt like they had one up on you, thought you was an old nigga, you don't understand computers. So they was going to school you on some shit since you've been schooling them about these hoes all this time.
Bro, you motherfucker.
Listen,
man. I'll be real. Wait, 254. I'll be real. That shit you just said was dope to me, man. So this is what I want you to do. I'm finna get audio book part two about American Pimp. But I definitely want to send you part one. Hit me, man. 25. Wait a minute. Don't say your area code. Well, you can maybe, but don't say the first three letters. I mean, the three numbers in your phone number. Hit me.
That's
on me. Listen, ask rosebud2d@gmail.com, and you put your area code in the first, you know, three digits. So I know it's you, man. I'm going to get this shit to you. I want you to have it, man. I love what you say.
Yeah.
It ain't about agreeing with me. It's about expressing yourself the way you did, bro. All right. Hey, 616, what's up?
Yo, I'm just wondering why you think that memories help you grow. I want to know why you feel like memories help you grow.
Bro, God damn it. Whether or not I answer your question, whether or not, I got to respect that question. Because, bro, 2 hours is all hair long. And that's still important because that's what goddamn show this okay. Bro, let me tell you something about memories, man. How old are you? Gotta be 35 or less. How old are you, man?
I'm 35. My bad, bro.
Okay. I said 35 or less. So, what I'm saying is, to you, at this point, memory don't really matter. But let me ask you something. Can you remember the 10th grade?
Yes, sir.
Can you remember your best partner?
Yes, sir.
Is he still your best partner or close to you like that?
Nah, he ain't. It ain't no beef, but.
I grew up and went different directions. Okay, let me ask you this. Can you remember any person from the 10th grade that today you guys are like close like a motherfucker?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. That person, was he your, not enemy, but adversary sort of, if that's the case?
We used to compete.
So what I'm saying is this, bro. You don't care about the motherfuckers you fucked with. You just are. And you fucked with him. Shit, if you nigga, you ran a 9-9, I'm finna run a 9-8. And if I can't, you know, nigga, you gonna have to make me see it. What I'm saying is, life ain't shit that you have to work for, work for this stuff you just accept. You know, you got a friend, you know, that's your friend because of whatever reason. And as time go by, you guys don't be friends. Not, you're not friends, but not as tight. And that's because this motherfucker is not like you. Because if he was, he would have never been your friend. He would have been a competitor. Because you would have been one to be better than him. And this is not negative. This is that nature or natural, whatever you want to call it, chooses your competitor. And you have to step up when you're a kid. So this guy that you didn't like or that was better, you didn't choose him, but you certainly choose him to prove that he can't beat you. You know what I'm saying, bro? He can't beat you in 100. Yeah. He can't hit the ball farther than whatever. I'm not saying what the actual competition was. What I'm saying is what this motherfucker was the competition. And you competed seriously 2 years. Then your family moves away. And you don't see him for X amount of years. Then you do see him at a, whatever, high school reunion. And this motherfucker is anywhere near what you remember. You motherfuckers gonna rekindle that relationship. And the motherfucker that was your partner, not partner, but guys kind of drifted away, is at the same place. Y'all would speak, but you wouldn't kick it. Because you would know you drifted away because y'all different, unless something has a thing. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
Okay. What I'm trying to say to you is, man, when you think or know somebody when you're young, it's, you know, what you know about. And if you guys connect as far as, you guys connect as friends, you know, and let's say as you're young, and then later on you kind of not or drift apart or whatever. What I'm saying is that don't mean you're not friends later on 20 years later. But it does mean if some dude was a competitor 20 years later, you're going to not only remember him, you're going to have value for him. I mean, not that you were a competitor and you hated each other, but you was competitors and you wanted to, you know, just be the best. And the reason you're going to, like, have affinity or affection for each other is because you both want to be the best. Now, let's say that first friend, that was his problem. He didn't want to be the best. Later on, 20 years later, unless he learned that he shouldn't want to be the best, he's not going to be qualified to be your friend. And if you start fucking with him because of whatever y'all had in the past, you're going to feel like a fake dude. And you ain't going to do that. You're going to shy away from that. But if it's about this guy that you competed with, in some kind of way, even a little bit, not money, but you, if you feel any competitiveness about it, it's not going to lessen anything that you think about this person. It's going to make you, well, it should make you want to represent more. At least this is the way I think. This is the way I would say you should react in that situation. Do that make sense? Caller, does that make sense? Hey, you guys. Evidently, this caller is tricky. So I ain't gonna trip. I'm gonna X all y'all out. Excuse me. But, oh, shit. Fucking 2.5. Hey, you guys, you know I don't do this. So listen, understand me. I am doing this just because you guys making it to where I can do it. I fucking want to do it, really. You guys are asking questions. You guys are curious. You guys are challenging me. I ain't scared. I ain't scared of a fuck. But I do want you motherfuckers to respect where I'm coming from. And if you don't, I ain't gonna be mad at you. I'm just gonna try to make you see the game. Excuse me. Shit. But look, I'm gone. All you guys, be cool.